This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to bring you the answer to this week's mystery sound.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Good afternoon, President Chu and supervisors. I was reading in the paper they're looking for fresh air in the city, and I thought that'd be perfect because we need a city that's fresher than fresh. Exciting. It's so exciting to we.
We asked you what that was and where you think we recorded it. To bring us the answer, we sent KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum to San Francisco City Hall.
Next speaker.
My name is Charles Malonson, Sr. I'm a member of Local 34 Power Driver and Bridge Builder, also Local 22. I'm trying to find out what is the problem with the Transbay Terminal. It's supposed.
I'm John Avalos, and I'm a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. During the public comment section of the meeting, there's all kinds of people who present to us and give testimony on whatever is, you know, on their minds. Sometimes it's something really horrifying that needs attention from the government and from the city, and other times it's people who have just a joke to tell or a Hank Williams lyric to recite. That's happened a couple times. This one guy, Walter, sings the songs.
Next speaker, please.
Good afternoon, President Chu and supervisors. I was reading in the paper they're looking for fresh air in the city.
Yeah, my name is Walter Paulson. I'm the City Hall crooner, they call me, but I'm the City Hall singer. And I've been singing here at City Hall for about 8 years at least, yeah, maybe more. 8.5 years, maybe.
Fresh, district exciting, in the city thanks to Mayor Lee. It's fresher than fresh. And about the police, about the fire chief, Joanne Hayes White. You know, you can't start a fire without a spark. This fire chief's for hire.
Do you think that the public comment section of the meetings is important for the city?
I think it is because people need to voice their opinions about things, and the supervisor wants to hear the opinions of people. Sometimes it's not as good as people would like, but they hear the good and the bad together, and they want to hear what's going on in the city anyway, so they need to know. Sometimes I'll look at the agenda to see, you know, so I could plan the song in my own mind. I like to write the song. Sometimes I'll change it. I told people during the meeting, while they're talking about the item, I'll say, no, that song's not so good. I think I'll change that, and I'll change the words. And sometimes it came out really good because of that, but other times it didn't. But sometimes it came out of nothing. You know, all of a sudden you had to do it real quick, and it still came out the best of all. Like one of the hits I had was about, we talked about the declawing of cats, and they really liked it and recorded it. Pussycat, I love you. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose. You and your pussycat claws. You know, it was about the declawing of cats. So that came out a big hit, yeah.
Next speaker, please.
This is entitled Let's Clean Up Our Act. Years ago.
You know, we'll be at these long meetings. 2 hours of tense discussion and public comment that is counterposed to each other, people are angry, and then Walter will come in and sing a song. And sometimes he's so needed, you know, to just to be able to have some other perspective in the room where we don't take ourselves so seriously, and there's an element of humor and humanness in there, and Walter brings that.
Why do you think that you've been doing this for so long, coming in and singing the comments in these meetings? Like, what is it that really propels you? Do you love about it?
Well, I like to sing, and I also like to put the lyrics together, which is good. And I know the supervisors and even the mayor and the supervisors seem to like it. And plus, I haven't done it for a few times, people out on the street or where the YMCA or wherever I go, they say, oh, I like seeing that. You know, even especially when I haven't done it, they'd say, oh, I like what you do at City Hall. It's such a change. It brings different, you know, it's like a break, you know.
Have you gotten any other positive response from supervisors over the years?
Yes, I have. I've heard that even the president of the board said, President Hsu said, never stop singing, he says.
I also saw a video. Did Chris Daly sing to you once before he left the board?
Yeah, we did a duet, and he sat in his seat, and I sang at the podium, and we sang, "Sing us a song, you're the piano man."
It's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. The regular crowd shuffles in. Combos and Avalos are standing next to me, hoping your legislation will win.
What is it about singing that you really enjoy? Like, is there particular things, like, why you're drawn to singing? Like, why you and your personality and why you love it?
Because it gives a good spirit to things, and it gives you the good feeling inside, you know, like always keep going, never stop trying, you know what I mean? Always try hard. Like, don't stop believing, keep going now.
I hope you had a nice city September. Hope you had a city great month. And I'll see you in October. And I'm gonna wish you city luck.
Thanks, boss. Next speaker.
All of you who called this week got this one right. Walter, you have a fan club. Our winner this week is Francis Culp. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, here's a sneak listen to next week's Mystery Sound.
This marks the second day of our celebration honoring the Blessed Mother, who is the patroness of the fishmen.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, KALW.org. Click on Audiograph. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.